As we've seen over the last 24 to 48 hours, there have been a number of areas of the state that have had significant rainfall and are still likely to see further significant rainfall, particularly in the north and the west of our state, where we could see a further 100 millimetres of rain that will cause our rivers to react beyond the levels that they are now. Particularly, our concern today is for the north and the western parts of the state, in particular the communities in and around the rivers of the Loddon River, the Avoca River and the Wimmera River in the west of the state. But we're also keeping a very close eye on the communities right throughout the southwest and also on the Campaspe River. It's important that people are aware of their local conditions, that they are staying attuned to their emergency service broadcasters and do make themselves aware, if they are holiday makers, of the rivers and their local conditions. The SES website has the latest information around the warnings and also the actions that people should be taking at www.ses.vic.gov.au. But if people don't have access to the internet, they can also contact the Storm and Flood Information Line on 1300 842 737. Our concern this afternoon is that for these communities, particularly on the Loddon, Avoca and Wimmera rivers, that if we do see the higher end rainfall totals, we will see those rivers go into a higher level than was seen back in September, which is major flooding. This will see communities put at risk again of properties being inundated by floodwater, but more particularly we're alerting people to take extra caution on the roads, particularly in the north and the west of the state, where this rainfall will cut roads and people should not attempt to drive through them. This afternoon, as Phil's indicated, as the rainfall continues, there's a number of areas of the state that may experience flash flooding. Last evening we saw Kyneton experience flash flooding with up to 100 requests for assistance there. We may now see that be experienced in other parts of the state, particularly again in the north and the western part of the state. In recent times, we've had advice that flash flooding is occurring on Stony Creek in and around Halls Gap, and SES crews are there assisting local communities with sandbagging shopping centres and the like at the moment. Also this afternoon, some of the other towns that we're particularly taking a focus on is at Charlton, which did experience flooding back in the September floods. There is a community meeting to be held there later on today. There is a community meeting held at midday at Glenorchy to alert that community as to their flood risk. And last night there was a community meeting held at Natimuck, a town affected by a flash flooding and a local creek there 24 hours ago that may yet again see further flash flooding as a result of this heavy rainfall. Again, we can't emphasise enough that residents need to start taking their precautions now, particularly if they do live in flood-prone areas. Stay attuned to their emergency broadcasters and look for the latest information and warnings through the SES and Bureau of Meteorology websites. The other risk that will be present in the state in the next 24 hours is strong winds. With the trough crossing Victoria, we will see winds gust up to 120 kilometres an hour in the elevated areas of our state, but also in some of our urban areas, the likes of Ballarat, Geelong and Melbourne. We will see wind gusts up to 90 kilometres an hour as that trough crosses the state. With that in mind, we're asking people not to take shelter under trees, not to park their vehicles under trees, and particularly in fire-prone areas, be aware that there is an increased risk of trees falling as a result of the very saturated catchments.